Thank you, Chair. Let me first of all join others in appreciating Assistant High Commissioner Ms. Gillian Triggs. Her modesty, but passion and sincerity towards protection has made UNHCR more highly valued and recognized. I hope that she will continue to do her best work until the second JLAB comes to an end with great success. Chair, please allow me to make a couple of points on international protection. First, my delegation would like to mention on the integrated approach which mentioned by many speakers, including High Commissioner and Assistant High Commissioner. It is my view that integrated approach has at least two meanings in operation. One is integrated and maximized use of humanitarian and development resources. The other is integrated and coordinated approach in responding to displacement issues between UNHCR and the entire UN agencies and other stakeholders. It is not only confined to UNHCR-IOM collaboration. I would say that UNHCR is not the only refugee agency, but many UN agencies are doing their own parts in responding to refugee and displacement issues. This is why my delegation emphasized yesterday in its statement that UNHCR is encouraged to play a more central and active role as the refugee agency vis-a-vis other agencies and stakeholders. I noticed an interesting figure in this excom: $11 billion as the amount of development funds spent in the last 2 years for displacement. It is almost the same as UNHCR's actual funding for the last 2 years. Looking at my country's case, Korea and Korean people has committed so far this year around $60 million, mostly humanitarian fund to UNHCR. However, the amount of total contribution allocated to many agencies for displacement is several times greater, and it surfaces $230 million. Korea is carrying out 54 displacement projects in countries of origin and host countries, and thereby contribute to burden and responsibility sharing and self-reliance of refugees, as well as finding out durable solutions. The point is that UNHCR should be at the center of coordinating all relevant activities in order to maximize the impacts to respond to and solve refugee and displacement issues. And my delegation believes that UNHCR could play this active role on this mandate as the refugee agency, as well as various coordination mechanisms at headquarters and each and every field. I hope that this could be one of the advices that High Commissioner wanted recent from my delegation. Second, durable solutions can be sought in a realistic manner only when there are peace and stability in countries of origin, as well as their self-help efforts. In this regard, I highly recognize the Burundian government in fostering the environment for the voluntary and dignified return of refugees. My country is taking part in the Burundi's voluntary return program in cooperation with UNHCR by 2025. I believe that my country will continue to support this kind of meaningful and viable repatriation and reintegration programs around the world. Third, non-refoulement and the right to seek asylum are two fundamental principles in the protection of refugees. My country joins the voice of UNHCR and others by saying that all member states continue to abide by them. In addition, the security and safety of displaced populations as well as humanitarian workers must be ensured under all circumstances. Chair, let me conclude in this statement by saying that my country is trying to expand its protection efforts together with UNHCR and other partners. My delegation also wishes that our unrelenting joint efforts to make change in the foreseeable future. I thank you.